Hello, this is Monocle Reads, and I'm Georgina Godwin. My guest today is Moji Krigler, who's written a new book called Under the Big Tree, and it gives a voice to the people who suffer from neglected tropical diseases, or NTDs. Moji, thanks so much for coming on. NTDs, now, at first one looks at this and thinks, why should one care? And then you look at the fact that NTDs impact 1.5 billion people worldwide. Tell us more.
Sure. Thank you for having me. It's incredible the number of people that these diseases affect, the number of lives that are touched. They are sometimes fatal diseases, but more often NTDs really prevent people from working or children from going to school. They lower a person's ability to thrive. And they're so common that in places where there are NTDs, people just accept it as normal. But it shouldn't be that you are having blood in your urine, as in the case of schistosomiasis, or that you're severely anemic, as in the case of hookworm or really any of the parasitic worms. And the fact is, it is fairly straightforward to treat and prevent these diseases. It is phenomenally inexpensive, on average 50 cents per person per year. So given that it's, you know, less than the cost of a cup of coffee to do this, it should be done.
And yet isn't.
Well, there is a lot of progress yet to be made. But if you take the long view of looking back 50 years, 25 years, even 10 years, an enormous amount of progress has been made. So I think since 2012, 31 countries have eliminated at least one NTD. 1 billion people per year receive treatment for at least one NTD. So these are huge numbers that we couldn't have said 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's the result of a massive coordination of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, local organizations, local governments, in coordination with donor countries like the UK and the US and others, and philanthropic initiatives such as the End Fund, and everybody around the world sharing knowledge, sharing research. And I can't leave out the pharmaceutical companies, which donate billions of dollars every year. And that's really the foundation of treating NTDs. Mm. There's behavioral changes that can come through having access to clean water, good sanitation practice, wearing shoes to protect parasites from getting into your skin. But also, once you have one of these diseases, they're bacterial and parasitic diseases. And so what's going to get these diseases out of somebody's body are antibiotics in many cases, or other pharmaceutical drugs that mm-hmm. will expel worms from a person's body.
And yet Big Pharma is always seen as the enemy.
It's true. This is a really great story where they are the hero. The first one to do this was Merck with ivermectin, which treats river blindness. River blindness is caused by a parasite. It causes massive itching. You have these tiny worms right under your skin, and they can cause blindness, irreversible blindness. The story of how ivermectin was discovered and developed in itself is incredible. It was originally an animal antibiotic and safe, stable. It could be used for all kinds of, against all kinds of internal and external parasites. If you've ever given a dog a heartworm pill, that could very likely have ivermectin in it. But then it was discovered that scientist William C. Campbell discovered that you could use ivermectin for people. And then the Merck CEO, Roy Vagelos, said, we're going to donate it as much as needed for as long as needed. And the final piece of that incredible story is that it wasn't just Merck or an NGO throwing pills out at people. What was found to be the most effective way of distributing ivermectin was in the hands of local villagers who do the record keeping, who know who's pregnant and can't take the drug, or what season to give it out, because this is harvest season, so people aren't going to take time away from doing harvest work to come take the drug. They're just not going to. So let's do that at a different time. So that's what really made that effective. And that's the blueprint for a lot of that.
I want you to take us back, because these are ancient diseases.
They are. They show up in ancient statues from Egypt, and they're in some of the earliest writings of medical treatments. And the old treatments are just, they're horrific. I mean, it's, you know, burning people's eyelids and just terrible treatments. I mean, I guess people have just always used whatever they have at hand to treat diseases.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it in Napoleon's army. We saw it during the Crusades, in the American Civil War.
Yeah, that's true. And it just goes to show that these diseases have migrated around the world over time. Trachoma used to be in the United States. Hookworm used to be quite prevalent through the American South. It has sadly come back in parts of the American South where there is poor sanitation, open sewage, and things like that. Mm. They are really diseases of poverty, is how people describe them. So Ellen Nagler and I, we wrote the book together. Ellen is the CEO of the End Fund. And what we wanted to do with this book is call awareness to these diseases, but also support the narrative of, yes, these are diseases of poverty, but they're also stories of triumph. I mean, of collaboration, of people overcoming these diseases, or local organizations really doing phenomenal work. The people who carry these diseases are in extremely remote areas. So how do you get to them? And the ways that people do that, the perseverance, is really incredible. So we wanted to write a book that not only, you know, said this is a, these diseases are awful and people shouldn't have to live with them, but also say, look at these amazing stories of people who are doing this work. Mm. It's very inspiring.
Moji, how did you end up writing this book? Because you're actually from a theater background.
Yes, that's my origins are in the theater. I started out as a playwright and I'm a freelance writer. In 2004, my brother Jason had a stroke, a hemorrhagic stroke, and he had many complications after that brain hemorrhage. And I had actually become certified as an EMT shortly before
this.
What's
an EMT?
Oh, right. Sorry. It's an emergency medical technician. So I would go around in this volunteer ambulance. I was living in New York. It was my knee-jerk reaction to September 11th was, I'll go get some basic medical training. And I found it very interesting. Anyway, so Jason had this stroke, and I wound up really stopping everything, quit my job, and just helped him get through this. He had to relearn to walk, talk, play the guitar, everything. And I knew from being in the first night of dealing with this that I would want to write about it. So I was taking notes and I published a book about his somewhat miraculous recovery in 2015. It's called Get Me Through Tomorrow. And he, you know, a lot of the doctors did not think he would be living at home or working, or, you know, they just really had very dire predictions for him. And some of them have acknowledged they were really wrong about what was possible for his recovery. So I wanted to write about that in a way that explored in detail all of the factors that went into his recovery, from pharmaceutical drugs to laying on of hands. My family and I, my parents, his wife Monica and I, we were the core people. One of us was always with him, reading to him, talking to him, massaging him. But then it was also really Western medicine that made a difference for him. And so Ellen Agler read that book. She had just come into the NTD space and felt that while there were a lot of research papers and academic papers and textbooks about NTDs, there was not a book for a general audience. Mm-hmm. And that was our primary goal in writing this book together, was something that anybody could pick up and read, even enjoy reading about these horrific diseases, but also feel good because there's so much good work being done by so many people in a way that it seems to me, as an outsider coming into the NTD space, is creative, innovative, truly trying to do it, not in a way that's just looks good on paper or something, but really looking at the data. Where are the diseases? Where are the diseases not? Because let's not go treat there. So in a way that's really thinking about using resources and money in a smart way.
Moji, thank you so much for coming on to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
The book is called Under the Big Tree. It's by Moji Krigler and it's out now. You've been listening to Monocle Reads. Many thanks to the production team of Nora Hull, Steph Chungu and Charlie German. I'm Georgina Godwin. Thank you for listening.